Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am here today with the Tuesday tip. Today is the Tuesday before Easter, which means it's the Tuesday before Good Friday. Last week, I spoke on Good Friday, and I did that acronym. And I hope you enjoyed that message. This is episode number 12, so it's been 12 weeks of a Tuesday tip. But I just wanted to share with you today, the acronym is Easter. And as you know, you guys, I am really a business coach, really an entrepreneur who's just found myself that I absolutely love business, and I absolutely love helping other women find the business that they love and create something that's incredible. That is just amazing to me, to have people just find something that they love and they really go and get it. So with that being said, every week I offer a Tuesday tip, and it's always going to be dealing with business now because I've seen that that's my area of excellence and genius and that I love business. So Easter is the word for the day, and the E stands for everyone. And you guys, I just wanted to share with you, your business is not for everyone. It's so important that you know that and that you realize that. Everyone has a place. But it may not be in your company or your product that you're promoting or whatnot. So just know who your target market is. Everyone is not your target market. So I had to learn that the hard way because I thought everyone that had, for my brick-and-mortar company, that had a disability in Dallas County would be my client. But I realized I am looking for a specific client. I'm looking for that mom that's totally frustrated, that really wants a way out and really wants her child to do something unique and exciting. That's the mom that I'm looking for with a child with a disability. As I look for business owners, I look for women who are at companies where they're not happy right now, you guys, and they want to start something that can change their life. So I'm very specific now about the people that I choose to help and choose to serve. So ACE in Easter stands for available. You've got to have available time to build a business, you guys. One of the things that I've learned more than anything is sometimes your time expands to the time that you have. And what I mean by that is you may find yourself spending a lot of time doing something that's yielding you absolutely nothing. I want you to know that you have to be available to do the right things at the right time. You need to always ask yourself, what is my very next best step? What is the best thing that I could do next? The S for Easter stands for speak. I want you to start speaking your affirmations out loud. One of the best things you can do for yourself is develop some I am statements. I am a winner. I am loved. I am courageous. I am determined. I'm unstoppable. I am gifted. I am anointed. I'm blessed. I'm successful. I'm healed. I am is one of the most powerful two words in the English language. It really is. So just put some I am statements together, and every day you just find yourself strengthened and encouraged when you say your I am statement. So I want you to speak your affirmations. Also, I want you to speak your business to others, you guys. One of the best ways to build your business, and everybody will tell you this, is to speak. You want to get in front of a group of people that don't know you, you guys, and that you can let them know what you do and how you do it. That is one of the main things that you can turn your business around that way and just really get out the door and start a business. I've heard of people going out and having $50,000, you know, speaking engagements because they offered their product and service. They may not have received a speaking fee, but if you offer your product and service, you can get a lot done. The T stands for teach. I want you to teach others, you guys. I believe to whom much is given, much is required. And with that being said, I've spent 10 years, and I just decided last year in 2015 that I wanted to teach my business to others. So with that being said, I just know that when we learn something, and even if we don't think that we're expert, if we know more than the other person, we're an expert to them because we know more than they do, you guys. So it's so important that we think of ourselves as an expert, you guys, and really go forward with our goal by teaching others. The next E stands for energy. I want you to get some energy. If you have to get some vitamins, whatever you have to do, because I will tell you this, running a successful business takes energy, you guys. And not only does it take energy, it takes enthusiasm. It takes honest effort. And with that honest effort, you're going to need some energy. So So I just encourage you to find the energy that you need. Find out if your levels are good. Get your thyroid tested. Do some things to take care of yourself so you will have the energy you need to go forward. The R stands for responsibility. You have a responsibility to be successful, you guys. I truly believe that. It is your responsibility to be successful. And the reason that I say that, you guys, is we all have choices in life. But what I've realized is, you guys, the people that choose to be successful can affect so many other people. Not only can we affect them to do what they need to do by our example, you guys, we can affect other people to just really be the person that they were intended to be by our success, you know? And when we do that, not only do we find ourselves just really, oh my goodness, look at her, look what she's done. I tell people that many times you need to find the inner strength to not only be successful, but to share that success, but also to just be the type of person that really, oh my goodness, people were like, wow, did you know where she was and where she is now? So important, you guys. And I just encourage others to get to that stand in your life, you guys. Get to that point where you know that what you're doing is so incredible and so wonderful, and so many people can benefit from it. I see that now in my own life, you guys. I didn't see that prior to this. I really didn't. So I tell people all the time, as you're looking at things and as you're thinking about things and whatnot, know what you have in your toolbox. You know that you have some value. Know that you have some things that others would be so excited to really, you guys, they would be excited to have what you have. I didn't realize that until I was pulled by someone and they said, you know what, you love business. You love helping others, you know. Goodness, I just have thought about so many times that I've wasted, my time just not being the person that I was intended to be. So I just encourage you to be responsible for your own success. Just go ahead and make the determination that, okay, I am going to do something incredible. And when you do that, you guys, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I just tell people all the time, you don't know what your life can do to others. You just have no idea how much of a blessing you can be to other people. So I just want you to know that success is your birthright. It really is. So, goodness, when you know that, oh my goodness, everything changes, you know? Everything changes when you know that success is your birthright. So with that being said, I want you to enjoy your life. I want you to enjoy Easter as we come up on this major holiday. I hope that you are off on Friday. I hope that you find some things that you need to do in terms of helping other people. And I hope that you really can see the benefit, you guys, of being that light to others, because everybody is looking for something, somebody. And what I found out, you guys, is why not be that person that can lead them in the right direction, you know? Because when we lead people in the right direction, boy, our life changes. It really does. So I just want to encourage you to lead people in the right direction and just be that light to people, you know? I have many of times in my life been on this situation where, okay, I could have said something or whatever and just used fear for me not to say anything. I just encourage you, don't do that. Don't be that person. Be the person that, you know, is always, goodness, just be the person that always, you know, is the person that can help others and that can be that light. So I just encourage you to do that. So with that being said, this has been Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts. This has been the Tuesday Tip with the Queen of Hearts, episode number 12. I am so excited that you joined me today, and I hope that you have a wonderful Tuesday, and I will speak with you next week. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.